Checking in once again with the Quincy School Committee Vice Chairman Anthony Andronico for an update on their meeting of May the 6th, which Anthony was in person.
Yep, great to be here again, Joe. Thanks for having me on. I know we were able to touch base last week, and looking forward to recapping last night's meeting as well. You know, as you mentioned, we did meet in person at Quincy High School. We had 10 people in the room, which is as many people as you can have, given the new guidelines. We were spaced out at least 6 feet apart from each other. We all had our own table. Everything was wiped down beforehand. And I think most importantly is the option for members was given to participate virtually. And we actually had a member take advantage of that opportunity. So no one was forced to meet in person. And I think we're all getting used to new technological aspects of meeting like this, but hopefully the transmission and the rebroadcast will be a lot clearer than in weeks past. So thanks again to QATV for helping us out.
Yeah, our pleasure to do that. Did it change the dynamics, do you think, of the meeting, having it in person rather than remotely?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's always a little different. I think especially now, and even with just 10 people in the room, like we didn't have the full superintendent leadership team there like we typically do. It was just the superintendent and the assistant superintendent there with us. So, you know, the dynamics shifted a little bit, but, you know, for the most part, I'd say the meeting was run smoothly and might have cut down a little bit on how long the meeting went. You don't have to always check in to say, can you hear me, or am I coming through, or can you repeat that? So it did make it a little easier, but there are always still some challenges.
Sure. So last time we talked, you were accepting letters of intent for folks who might be interested in serving in an interim superintendent role. How did that process go?
Yeah. So for those that hadn't heard, last week we had approved essentially to post the job internally to see what we got back for candidates. And you know, after going through that last night, I'm really proud to say that the committee unanimously appointed the assistant superintendent, Kevin Mulvey, to serve as our interim superintendent until we're able to develop a full search process and move forward. So congratulations to Mr. Mulvey. I mean, he's been the assistant superintendent for the last 7 years. He works incredibly hard behind the scenes, and I have a lot of faith in him that he'll be able to guide us through the public health crisis that we're facing and potentially even reopen schools as we move forward. It's a big task, and I think that continuity, especially at this time, is critical, and I'm really glad to see him at the helm for the time being.
Yeah, how many letters did you receive, Anthony, from candidates?
Yeah, so we actually only received one, but you know, that's not to say that the committee still doesn't feel like Kevin was the right pick or anything like that. Kevin has a ton of experience when it comes to managing the SLT, and I think right now that's sort of what Quincy Public Schools needs as far as that's concerned. So we're looking forward to it. I know that this isn't the easiest situation, I think, to jump into as a new superintendent. I mean, that's a difficult spot, and we're asking a lot of Mr. Mulvey and the team. But we'll get through it. And I think that, you know, we still have a lot of time to develop our full superintendent search process. And we also touched base on that last night.
Right. When does his appointment officially take effect?
So that'll take effect pending successful negotiations with Mr. Mulvey. I would expect those to wrap up within the next 2 to 3 weeks, which is roughly and half the amount of time we have, because I know Dr. DeCristofaro, I believe, is leaving at the end of June. So then we have a few weeks to get things wrapped up, but I would expect those to go smoothly. We have a good working relationship with Mr. Mulvey.
Sure. All right, if we can, now let's talk about the search process now for a permanent new superintendent. How's that going to happen?
So we touched base again on that last night. Last meeting, we did the same thing. So essentially what the school committee agreed to unanimously was to ask for or reach out to the Massachusetts Association of School Committees to discuss the superintendent search process, what a timeline should really look like, and I think to help us with the development of our leadership profile which again, as we talked about last week, is a survey out to the community, whether it's students, teachers, parents of students, non-parent community members, and even administrators within the school system, to get their feedback on things like the characteristics your superintendent should have, the qualifications that they should have, what the most pressing issues are or that they perceive for the district as we move forward. So it sort of gives you a snapshot of where you are, what do you do well, what do you think are the challenges that we face, and what type of leader do you want guiding us moving forward. So that's the type of service that they offer. And I think right now we just need a touch more assistance. You know, we've been very fortunate to not have to go through a process like this for 20 years. And that's a testament to just how well Superintendent DeCristofaro has run Quincy Public Schools over the last 20 years. And a lot of communities don't have that luxury. But what I do know, and the sense that I got, is that, you know, we're looking for a leader that could also have that type of longevity, because when you have that, you know, you're able to do a lot more things and you're able to keep building as opposed to sort of starting fresh every few years. And that's critically important for the success of our students. So that's sort of, I think, where we're headed. And we did agree as well to meet on a weekly basis until we have a full search process laid out, because this is something that it deserves our full attention, and it deserves that we make sure as quickly as possible that we have a process in place that makes sense and is transparent to the public. So that's what we're committed to.
Okay. Is there a cost for that service actually from the Mass Association of School Committees?
So it really depends on the type of service. If you get full just in-office support, and they never have to do a field visit or something like that, which would be a little more difficult right now, there aren't any fees associated, but really it depends on what type of services you'd like. I mean, I do have it here in front of me. So they do things like they'll help you with your promotional materials. They'll develop a job description for you if that's something that you want, or they'll lay out a full process for you. It really depends on what service you want. And so as part of the vote last night, you know, we're inquiring about those service, what are the rates? And I think as we move forward, you know, we're conscious of cost. You know, everyone is sort of in cost saving mode. We don't know entirely what budgets in the future are going to look like. But at the same time, you know, I think if you don't spend any money on your search or, you know, get the services that you need, it's much more costly to make a mistake in selecting the next superintendent than it would be to spend a couple thousand dollars. I mean, only a couple thousand dollars in your process. So that's something we're mindful of. You know, you have to weigh the pros and cons every time. But really, it'll be up to the committee to decide if we would like to do that or not. And of course, we're always open to feedback from the public on it as well.
Sure. I know last we had talked, the goal was to have a new superintendent by September 1st. Is that still what you're looking at?
Yeah, that's still something that we're targeting. It may prove to be more difficult as we move forward. You know, there are some restrictions that we might have in the process. You know, one of the steps that is typically taken by the school committee in a superintendent search is in-person visits to that individual's school district. If schools are closed, that's going to prove very difficult to do and not something that we can carry out. So the process is certainly going to change a little bit than a more traditional search. But, you know, we'll figure it out. I have confidence in our own abilities to get the job done. And as you had mentioned, I think September 1st is still the date that we're shooting for. That's an ideal world. That's something we're working towards, and we'll see how it goes as we move forward.
Okay. Let's talk about something that's a little more immediate and something that a lot of folks in Quincy are talking about is graduation for the class of 2020. Any discussion on that last night?
Yeah, we had a pretty lively discussion, I'd say, last night about graduation. I know at least the last week's meeting, you know, we had touched base on having a virtual graduation, and our understanding as a committee was that those would be discussions to be had and was not sort of end all be all. That's how it's going to be. We're going to have a virtual graduation. So, you know, I think in the last week, there's been a lot of confusion about, well, is Quincy doing a virtual graduation? Is that all they're doing? Are they delaying the graduation? Are they not having one? Just parents and students are really confused, and they just want clarification, and they wanted their voices, I think, to be heard. And so, at least over the last week, I've had a lot of conversations with concerned parents and students, and I would definitely say, pending our conversation last night with the school committee, all of my colleagues have as well. And what was expressed last night as a body is that, you know, we need to at least try and give the opportunity for our seniors to have a more traditional graduation. And that means, you know, potentially delaying graduation until midsummer or even late summer. It means keeping in mind potential events that we can have for them that, you know, you wouldn't typically think of when you think of your senior year. And it also means potentially having, I think maybe like a special tribute / graduation video done on the date that they would have graduated. And that's not to say that, you know, an in-person socially distant graduation can't take place later on in the summer. I don't know if folks at home saw, I mean, we certainly don't have Gillette Stadium, but Governor Baker graduated some new state police cadets at Gillette Stadium in a socially distant manner. But I think if anything, that event showed us that one, it's possible, but two, you know, you would need the discipline and structure of the state police to make this a successful event. And you're also dealing with, you know, not only the students, but their families. So there are a lot of moving parts as far as how to successfully pull something off like that. But at the very least, those are conversations that are being had. So again, if anyone has strong feelings either way, whether they don't want it or they want it, or they have an idea about how to carry it out, or they have an idea about maybe a special event to have for our seniors, you can always reach out to me at anthonyandronico@quincypublicschools.com or anyone on the school committee. You know, that's why we're here. We're here to listen, and we're here to advocate for you.
Okay, so suffice to say, June 8th, June 9th, there will be some recognition, either remotely or something that folks will be able to say, "Hey, I'm graduating."
I would expect some form of recognition, and again, that's not to say that is the only, and I don't expect, nor do I really want that to be
right.
The only form of recognition, because again, if students can have the chance, as long as it's okay with state guidelines at that time, to have a more traditional graduation, that's what they deserve, you know. And I can say at the very least, I know the class of 2020 will never forget their senior year, but we want to do right by them, and we just want to make sure that you know, they have a good memory, a good last high school memory to carry with them.
Sure. Any talk at all about how remote learning is going, Anthony?
Yeah, so we discussed that a little bit, and one of the votes that we actually took last night was to approve our third memorandum of agreement with our teachers. In the last couple of weeks, actually, Mr. Mulvey had negotiated, this really spearheaded the effort with the MOA. Essentially, it's an agreement between the school system and our teachers to say, here are the new guidelines, here's what we're agreeing to as far as communication is concerned. And you know, this is the expectation moving forward. So we unanimously approved that last night as part of the agreement. You know, it requires teachers to check in with their students a few times a week. It requires them to monitor all of the online forms of communication that we have. And I think another part that people might forget is it also requires our guidance counselors to do the same, because I think right now it's a really stressful time. And there's a time with a lot of questions. And so that social and emotional component is important, that we stay connected to our families. It's important that we encourage our teachers and our staff to make that connection with our students, to provide a bit of familiarity and normalcy as best we can. I know it's not always easy, and it's definitely not always easy to have, especially a young child, sit in front of a computer and do something like that. It's difficult. It's really difficult. And I know that our parents are doing the best that they can. I know our teachers are doing the best that they can. But really, it's there's a wide range of comfortableness, and that applies to everyone. But at the very least, I know that everyone in the system is trying to continue to make that connection. So that's what we're adhering to, and those are the guidelines that we agreed to last night.
Have you heard at all about students reaching out to each other through various means to collaborate, say artistically or through athletics that can't happen right now, to at least keep in touch that way?
Yeah, I think again that really depends on what age group we're talking about. I've certainly heard of the high school students connecting via Zoom, or whether they play video games together and talk to each other on their headsets, or classic phone calls. Right. Not everything needs to be a video conference. So different things like that. It's important to stay connected, and this I think applies not just to our students, but to everyone that's out there. I think it's good to maybe call up 5 friends a day and just check in on them and see how they're doing. Or set up a weekly chat with some of your friends and your family, just to provide a sense of normalcy and regularity. I think it's good. It also provides something to look forward to. But I also know you did mention anything maybe artistic within the school system. But I know that our arts departments across the city have been providing some pretty interesting videos for students to follow along, or do some. Different types of drawing or painting. So really, even at our last meeting, not last night, it's the week before, we got a very in-depth snapshot of what teachers across our district are doing. I mean, they're coming up with some very innovative ways to connect, and I think they're doing a good job with having a nice variety in there. So, and as always, I mean, people are going to have their opinions and thoughts on how remote learning is going. And again, I would tell them to reach out to us just so we know. Because it's important that we get a full snapshot of how things are going for you.
Sure. And, don't forget the U.S. mail is still working. It's always fun to get a letter or a postcard in the mail, too, the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, it's not bad. And, you can always support the United States Postal Service while doing so. So yeah. It's a good thing to do and support.
Sure. The mayor mentioned the other day that over 40,000 grab-and-go meals have now been distributed along with those learning enrichment packets. It's good to remind folks, too, that those will continue right through the end of the school year.
Right. That's correct. That's something I'm particularly proud of. I think, especially right now, a lot of folks are being laid off, or having their income slashed, and the one thing we don't want families to have to worry about is how am I going to feed my kids? That's something we've been very, very mindful of this whole time. Again, we have 8 sites across the city for meal pickup between 11 a.m. and noon. You can always find those locations at QuincyPublicSchools.com. It's right on the homepage, along with remote learning resources. And at those food distribution sites, those remote learning packets, those physical packets are there and replenished every Tuesday and Thursday. But I think, those 40,000 meals is a testament to the staff that has been working so hard behind the scenes to make this work. But this is an issue, I think, that is paramount to everything else that we do. If you're hungry, you can't learn. I mean, it's that simple. And whether you're in school or not in school, that's a fact. So I really appreciate all the work our staff has done to make this program run smoothly.
Sure. Anything else, Anthony, you'd like to share right now?
No, I didn't really have too much else. I think we're meeting on a weekly basis. Everyone can tune into QATV, Channel 22, every week. And the 2 days after every meeting, we do post video links of our meetings on the Quincy Public Schools website. So if you didn't catch it last night, you can always get it 2 days later, or you can get it on rebroadcast on Quincy Access Television. I know you guys have always been very great about rerunning those. And I think I'm looking forward to next week for another recap.
Look forward to that. Thanks so much, Anthony. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Joe. Stay safe.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.